Millions of families across America have been separated from their elderly loved ones due to COVID-19 lockdowns. Many facilities and families have taken advantage of technology to stay in touch. Other facilities broke out the arts and crafts supplies to make posters and signs that can be seen by family and friends visiting through windows. These are creative ways to express our love, but they aren't adequate substitutes for hugs. We require social connections with others. Research shows that loneliness can affect our physical and emotional health. This includes boosting your stress level, altering brain function, increasing heart problems and stroke risk, triggering depression, causing poor decision making, decreases in memory, and spurring progression of Alzheimer's disease. Defined by experts as feeling lonely more than once a week, loneliness is more than just being alone. It's a state of mind in which you feel alone even when you're not, leaving you feeling empty, alone, and even unwanted. This mindset causes people to exercise less, eat foods that are bad for them, sleep poorly, and experience daytime fatigue. I wanted to get a better understanding of this situation, so I reached out to Mr. Tim Nicely. He is the Marketing and Communications Associate for Scott Hill Retirement Community in Clifton Forge, Virginia. I asked him how they've been faring the last 6 or 7 months.
Yeah, I mean, it's been tough. A lot of our residents are, you know, wanting everything to go back to normal, but we've been doing good. We've been finding ways to adapt and kind of change how we do things to where they can still live the best possible life they could have.
Have you guys implemented any visitation or outside activities?
Yeah, as far as visitation goes, we're still not really allowed to allow visitors in the building. When everything first started, I mean, it was almost a complete lockdown. We were asking people to remain in their apartments. It wasn't a requirement, of course. We had to shut down activities. You know, meals are being delivered to rooms instead of in the dining room. But now our dining room is open again. We're allowing visitors to come and stay kind of outside in our courtyard area or around the building. So, you know, visitors are allowed again. Things are slowly starting to get back to normal. We're starting to implement some activities again. We're moving in the right direction.
I imagine that was a big morale boost for everyone involved.
Oh, absolutely. Really, when the activity started coming back in, that's when everyone's morale started to get back up. We were able to really build an activities calendar for a while. We didn't even have an activities calendar because we were so limited on what we can do. So it's been good to see things posted around the building again and seeing people out and about.
How's the staff tried to help with the isolation?
A lot of socialization, checking in on people, making sure we greet people in the hallways. You know, we have our masks, we keep distance, but just making sure people are getting that interaction that they would normally be getting with visitors and going places and things like that. We kind of create that environment here for them.
I asked Mr. Nicely to talk about any upcoming events the residents were looking forward to.
Yeah, one of my big things was I wanted to still do something for the big holidays. You know, we've been kind of playing it by ear for what we can do. For example, Halloween's coming up. We're going to do like a parade around the building where people can drive through. We're going to set up stations where staff are going to be able to hand out prepackaged bags of candy while wearing masks. People aren't going to have to get out of their cars, but they'll be able to drive through. Residents will be stationed around where they can see the people in their costumes. From a distance, they'll be able to greet the kids, see the kids, and they'll still get that interaction while maintaining a safe distance.
I asked Mr. Nicely to talk about some of the ways family and friends can help.
Really, at this point, just making sure people stay in touch, whether it be phone calls, letters, arranging day trips as more stores and restaurants start to open up, you know, going out in public where there's more room to social distance, and just making sure you keep in contact and check in.
Dr. James O'Day, Vice President of the Hartford Healthcare Behavioral Health Network, said, quote, "Monitoring, managing, and supporting the social aspects of your life is an important way to maintain sound mental health, especially during this time. It's important to maintain and utilize the support systems you have in place and to try to develop new ones," end quote. Each and every one of us has endured this pandemic in our own ways, but we can get through this together. I would like to thank Mr. Nicely for his time and cite the Hartford Healthcare Behavioral Network for notes used in this report. Scott Hill is a business supporter of Allegheny Mountain Radio. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this has been Danny Cardwell.